Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Supporters, welcome to a special edition of the Fantasy Limelight. I'm your hostess, LaCrush Hearts. I'm a little excited and a little nervous because we have some outstanding young people on tonight's show. We are having a special heart-to-heart double feature with a singing sensation, Madison Hill, and teenage microphone extraordinaire Jock Johnson, had to get his name right, Jock Johnson, both out of Atlanta, Georgia, and they're here to give us the 101 full-fledged interview of what it is for them on their journey to stardom. Jock Johnson is a up-and-coming rapper. He got an album out. He got his website out. Got some nice pictures. He's doing gigs. He's even going on tour. So we definitely want to get in cahoots with him. So he's coming up first in about 8 minutes. We're going to have him on the show. And also later on tonight we'll have Madison Hill, 12-year-old phenomenal singer with the beautiful voice. She'll be coming on a little later on the show. And basically, we just want to get all in their business. Y'all know how we do on a Fantasy Limelight, Phone Fantasy Radio. You can call in 805-830-8320. I'll be taking calls throughout the show. Press that one if you have a question for any of our guests, or if you just want to say hello, you enjoyed it, enjoy their stuff, or you want to know more about them, by all means, give us a call, 805-830-8320. I see that we have callers already. Shout out to the 212, the 917, 718, the 423s, and the 404s, and the 251s. Good grief. Everybody out here today. Big shout out to Catherine Waddell from This Needs to Be Said for helping me out with this interview right here. She definitely set that up. She definitely get a big shout out. Hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/WRPF Radio. Also, Twitter at Phone Fan Radio. And you can also visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com. That's how we roll out here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Once again, I'm your hostess with Fresh Hearts. And I'm going to take me a little break, and when we come back, we're going to get into our featured guest, Jock Johnson, and find out what's going on his neck of the woods. So right now, let me make a quick detour, and I'll be right back.
What you mean I ain't call you, I hit you when I landed. I'm waiting in my hotel room. Seems like we're arguing more and it's getting less romantic. Yeah, I think she'll be able to tell soon. But I f*** you right, I will. I f*** you right, I will. I f*** you like no one has ever made you feel. I mean, it's part of our relationship's amazing still. I might just put up with the arguing and stay for real. You looking bad, girl, for goodness sakes. You with all those curves and me without no breaks. Ooh, I'm willing to work it out however long it takes you. You feel like you miss those happy days. Well, girl, that makes two of us. Our timing is wrong. Your friends always tying up every line on your phone. Yeah, but telling me that you'll always be my missus. And the hardest part about the fucking business is minding your own. And every time I try and break it off, we just yell until we're tired, then I break you off. It's useless, all this fighting, let's get past it now. Even when I throw them deuces, you just end up back around.
Your wrists and fingers glisten, ice cold like Michigan. Hey, look at what we living in, here we go with this again. I just keep on talking, but I guess that you ain't listening. Rather run around with them nothing air bitches then. Got me high, smoking like a chimney. We used to be best friends, now we're saying we finna be enemies. Deep inside is killing me, but soon it's gonna be killing you. To see her in that two-seater, no, that's gonna hurt your feelings, boo. Ah-ha, didn't you think you would be over me by now? So you go sleeping with them clowns, they are no relief. She spoke her piece, I know capiche. So love must be let go, release into the wind. Again, again, them deuces, I must throw your peace.
You know what, yo? You a bitch. You should have a travel agent, cause you a trip. You should make your own toilet tissue, since you the shit. But all you got is some f***ing issues, you f***ing bitch. I hate you, but I love your mom. Give her a kiss for me, her second son. Get your mind right, baby, you'll get your dish together. You gon' be hot a little while, I'ma be rich forever. Girls seducers, they come in deuces. But when I cut them off, they always become a nuisance. Nips take my old flows and they take my old swag. He just took my old bitch and turned it to his new bitch. I'm stupid, but I won't get my drama on. What I'm dealing with is too real for me to comment on. They finally got it through my head, not to run my mouth. So when y'all talk about you know who, I don't know who you talking about.
According to my old bitch, I be on some new ish. She was on some old ish. Now I got a new bitch. Think I give two. You ain't gonna do. Meet my two fingers. Intro. Deuces. Deuces. If you knew better, you do better. Wanna give the middle finger, but I got two better.
You gon' diss me even though you know it's wrong. No, you gon'.
Rizzy voice, now I'm ghost baby, four door Rizzy Royce. Trying to work it out might be a bad business choice. I'm about my business, boys, plus I make paper. Come on, that's old news, yesterday's paper. Ho, you talking? What about? If it ain't how I kept you studded out, you mind well shut your mouth, cut it out.
The farewell email from a female, but I'm a player, I ain't gonna tell you all the details. What it entails is hard to say, like selling seashells by the seashore. But she's not a bore, but neither a whore. Who needs to know more? The kind you can't ignore, but want to open the door for. Or when in your favorite store and leave with all them shopping bags and half of it ain't yours. I did things for, ain't rich, ain't poor. I wanted to do more, but hell, I just ain't no. Well enough to know if this was all that she came for. But enough to know tonight, excited, she came for. Time, to my cousin's house to see if I was there. Get your minds out the gutter, man. We out here trying to have a good time. And here I am all heavy with the words where somebody that's a nerd likely fast forward. But shoot, they ask for it. It's hard to throw up the deuces, cause when you know it's juicy, you start to sound like Confucius when making up excuses. Chase the boosters, took the track, gone. I gotta find me a new locomotive, stop making sad songs.
I'm on some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work, you made me wanna say bye-bye. Say bye-bye, say bye-bye to her.
Settled. In the groove now. I got everything. I'm focused. We are here with a double feature tonight on Fantasy Limelight. We're going to have right now the teenage 17-year-old microphone extraordinaire Jock Johnson come to the airwaves. I don't have no claps, but I'll clap for you. Yay! What's going on, Mr. Johnson?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for tuning in and blessing my airwaves with your presence.
Of course. Anything for you?
Oh, nice. Good answer. Good answer. So, Mr. Johnson, give us a brief description of who you are. I'm just going to leave it up to you. Let us know about you and how you came to be Mr. Johnson.
I'm Jock Johnson. I'm a rapper out of Atlanta, born and raised, and I'm just here to make music for everyone to enjoy, and I take pride in that. I take it very seriously as a craft and a business more so than a hobby.
Nice. Okay, so you have a single out now, yes? What's the name of your single?
Yes, ma'am. See Me Now, we have already put out the video, and it's on iTunes along with my My World album.
Okay, My World, Jock Johnson. The album, how many songs on your album?
There are 8 songs on the album.
Okay, and did you write all of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how was it, Vicky? Is this your first album, right?
Yep.
How was that journey making your first album?
Being in the studio was something I had never really thought about growing up. I was always just like growing around music,
mm-hmm.
Mostly because of my father. My father was always like really pushing music on me, whether it was Prince or hip hop. It was always something for me to listen to. And mm-hmm. So getting in the studio was like a whole different world to me. And it was like putting me that much closer to music, which I love that whole feeling of being able to let go. No.
Nice. So, you did a video. It's on YouTube. I even have it on my website, folkfansradio.com. It's a fly video. What is behind this video? Tell everybody about your video. How was that?
Shooting the video was really cool. We went out to the hangar and all that other stuff, and we got a lot of different scenes in, and we shot it here in Atlanta. So.
Okay, hey, you got the whole Playboy thing going. You're on your private jet. You got the girls in the background. You know, you got your fly digs on. You know, you got your all white on, looking all dapper in the video.
Yeah, I try.
All right. We'll let you get away with that. So what about school? Are you still in school?
Yes, I go to Milton High School, and it's an adventure, being busy and also going to school and being out performing and stuff, but nothing I can't handle.
Nice. Right, so you've been featured on a few websites. You're also on tour.
Yep.
Okay. What places have you already visited?
We are on the My Money, My World tour. And actually this weekend I am doing a concert with Tech N9ne at the Masquerade. And then in December I'm supposed to be going to the House of Blues in L.A.
Nice. No, you made it to the House of Blues. That's real nice. That's legendary right there. So you are making big moves down here, huh? Have you been to the East Coast?
Yep.
Have you been up to New York yet?
No, we're working on it.
Okay.
Trying to get out there.
All right. So you got your album, My World. What's the songs based on your album? I have a few tracks on your website, jockjohnson.com. I've heard a few tracks. I like that Be Mine track you have. Did they just give you a beat and tell you to create something, or did you have a theme in mind?
No, yes, we have a team. We have different producers that we work with. And I try to go out and work with them and pick the beats that I like. And everything that I put out, I try to make it a complete thought, because I don't want to put anything out that I'm not comfortable with.
Right.
And I want all of my material to have longevity in the business. So.
Nice. Nice answers, too. All right. So what else you got going besides school, besides being on tour? You got your first album on iTunes. Folks, I can go to iTunes, look up Jack Johnson, My World. Also, we'll take a listen to his. This is your first single?
No, it's not. It's my third.
Oh, your third single. Nice. Okay, well, you got your single out here. It'll be your latest single. We'll put that out. We got your latest single, See Me Now. We'll play that for them in a minute. But overall, as far as music, as far as this process, you know, what would you sum it up in one word, this whole artist experience? Now that you're out there, you got the album out, you're going on tour, you're meeting people. Give me one word that can describe this series for you.
I'm going to say life-changing.
Yeah, okay. You got a big following?
What?
Do you have a big following?
Yes. We have fans from here all the way to different countries over in Europe. They're just trying to reach out.
You're thinking about going out there in Europe? You haven't gone out there yet, right? No, not yet. Any
TV premieres? Have you seen you besides your videos? No, not yet. We are having the videos sent off to different places, so you will be soon.
Okay.
I'm also doing auditions for movies, and I'm just trying to tell the world that I don't want to be confined to just music. There's so many other things I can do also. I'm just trying to share my talent.
Sounds good. Sounds real good. I'm looking on your YouTube channel, Jack Johnson. You have almost 300,000 views on your latest video.
Yeah.
Was you excited when that happened?
Yeah. It's crazy to see how stuff takes off. It gets passed around.
Online, you're actually over 300,000. I got the wrong data. Yeah, 300,000 and 334,000. I'm sorry, you're over 334,000 right now. The My World EP is out on iTunes. You got a video. And, I mean, this is a professional video here. This video, I'm telling you, it's off the chain. I think we need to go take a look at it. It's real nice. You got the girls in there. You feeling like a rock star in that video?
Yep. Yeah, try to do as much as possible with it. Had to put a good image to the song.
Right. And everybody know you at school?
What?
Everybody know you at school?
Yeah. It's funny how people work, though, sometimes. Because if there are certain people that don't necessarily see or understand the dream that you have and what you're trying to reach and accomplish in life. And some people try to tear you down from that and deter you from it.
Right, that's definitely true. I see we have another caller from your area code, and they got their hand up. Let me bring them on and see who they are. Welcome to Folk Fantasy Radio's Fantasy Limelight. What's your name? Where you call from? 1780.
My name is Megan Duckett.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sure you got a question or a comment. Mr. Johnson?
I do. I have seen Jack's video and I've fallen in love. I have three questions, actually.
Go ahead.
My first question is, who are the people you look up to or, like, artists that inspire you to make music?
I look up to people such as, actually, Will Smith and, like, LL Cool J because of the things that they can, like, reach out and do. They aren't just confined to music, and that they can go and do whatever they want, pretty much. and people gravitate to their name.
That's true. Will Smith is one of my favorite actors. My second question is, what's your biggest goal in music industry, something that you really, really want to accomplish?
I really want to have my music shared and to inspire other people the way that other people have done for me and just pass on the legendary hip-hop name.
Okay. And my last question is, I heard that you said that people sometimes don't see your vision, which is very understandable. Everybody can relate to that about people sometimes having negativity. How do you deal with that negativity and curve it to be so positive, because you give off such a positive vibe?
I just try to look past it. We also go to different schools. I do a self-love campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tell kids that with bullying and other stuff, like, you need to focus on you and build yourself up and love yourself enough to be able to look past that and focus on your goals.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for answering my questions, and I can't wait to see what else you're putting out in the future.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Did you get an album again?
Yes.
Oh, okay. He's a fan. Thank you for calling in, Megan. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, I got another 212, actually. New York City area code. I know that area code. We got two with their hands up. Welcome to the show, Fantasy Limelight. What's your name? And I don't need to tell you where you're calling from. Where you calling from?
Representing Harlem.
Harlem?
Harlem, New York. My name is going to remain unknown. I'm a fan. First off, I'd like to say congratulations on your success thus far.
Thank you.
And also, I wanted to know if I can get a 16 bars.
Okay, wasn't expecting that one, Mr. Johnson. It's up to you.
All right. Alright, let's go to war, what's in store? Money, I want more, every man for himself. He stepped the Coliseum door. Something is my life, nothing short of a chore. They gave me a mic, and then I tore right through the game and through the rain. Stay playing through the pain, money in my brain. The game attain the fame, blame the chain. Got me feeling like I'm on top as I switch lanes. Still got my name in their mouth, so it's all the same. Coming harder, they know I'm coming harder. Hell, I do booth and shows, and now I'm chilling with your daughter. So look into the eyes and see a fire of a dream. And on the outside, keep it so mellow, so clean.
Ooh.
All right.
What are you thinking
of?
It's unknown.
I like. So let me ask you a question. Of all the labels that's out there, is there a label that you, like, really like see yourself working with?
I would just see myself working with a lot of labels. I just want someone that I know that would be behind me and that I could push out my own stuff and have a team behind me.
Okay.
We have GameSite right now, but we're looking to joint with other labels and be able to reach other people and more people.
Okay. And if people want to book you for, like, shows or whatnot, or they want to contact you for business, like, how do we contact you?
My website is jockjohnson.com. That's J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, johnson.com. And my email for all booking info is bookjock@gmail.com.
All right. It was nice speaking with you, and I wish you much success in your career.
Thank you.
And baby girl, I like to say that you have an excellent show.
Thank you so much for starting off. Appreciate that.
All right, y'all have a good night.
You too.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, you got your little following. You got your people who do the interview for me. Thank you to Megan and Mr. Unknown for calling in. Shout out to Chris as well in Jersey City. I see he's listening in too. He sent me, I got a message right before the show that he was listening in. So shout out to Chris in Jersey City. And Mr. Johnson, do you have anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Shout out to Maserati Bird and Game Tight Records. My amazing manager, Terry Thomas Agency, and shout out to everybody that's behind me and what we're trying to do over here.
Yes, very awesome. Thank you for that freestyle. I wasn't even going to ask you for the 16 bars, but thank you for the 16 bars. That was really tight right there. So what I'm going to do right now, Mr. Johnson, is I'm going to actually play a single. See Me Now. We're going to play See Me Now, and we're going to come back. You want to introduce it?
All right. This is my new single, See Me Now. The video is out now. Go look at it. Let's get it.
Let's go. They hate it when I'm on my grind. Put in overtime. You must ain't heard that the money in the world is mine. Cause I was born to ball. And I'ma never fall.
That's what's up. Let's do it.
John, get up.
Team pulling up on 24. Got my dudes with me just to keep them on their toes. Yeah, and I'ma be here for a while. Can't help but smile while you watching the money pile. I pray to God that I never fold. See all this gold, man, that's how it goes. Game tight, they know we bout that action. Ever since I started, now everybody rapping. All black, riding through these back streets. Grinding hard, making sure my brother's deep. Heat, heat, they know I bring the heat. You ain't down with us, then please take your seat. By nightfall, we ready to make the moves. Me and my team, we never gon' lose. I like the view from here, no one in front of me. Y'all ain't nowhere near me, and soon, you gon' see. Never been one to fool around with the money. But all this happiness, I found in the money. I could blow it all on me or put it on your head. Don't stop, get it, yeah, I'm coming for the bread. Up on 24, got my dudes with me just to keep them on their toes, yeah, and I'ma be here for a while, can't help but smile while you watching the money pile, I was always doubt, claimed I wasn't really doubt, thought they could hold me down, I wish they could see me now.
Chalk in the building, girls know the feeling. Stacking paper, wait to the ceiling. Claim I ain't this, claim I ain't that. Anyone can't get it, go rat, tat, tat. I'm the inspiration, laid the foundation for y'all. Done got me to my limit, I ain't got the patience for y'all. Let me shed some light, this is my life. Sitting in the dark, going in on the mic. Put everything in these lines I write. No clue how much I get paid for a night. How you gon' put me in the dirt? Get mad when I bloom. Coming to the top, tell your favorite rapper to make room.
What's up?
I'm too fly, you know it, man. On fire, I ain't tryna hear what you saying. Man, all these rappers claim that they hot. If I die tonight, you still never take my spot. My mama pray for me, while I pray for the weak. Got the game in one hand, other hand on the wheel. Y'all ain't never beating me, and yeah, that's how I feel. Pulling up on 24, got my dudes with me just to keep them on their toes, yeah, and I'ma be here for a while, can't help but smile while you watching the money pile, I was always doubt, claimed I wasn't
wanna act like you ain't really doing nothing. Y'all must got me confused. I just put my moms in a Benz. What you know about that? Y'all thought this was a joke? I wish y'all could see me now. What's up?
Welcome back to the Fantasy Limelight. I am Miss LaCrush Hart. We just finished listening to our interview, heart-to-heart guest on Fantasy Limelight, Jack Johnson's See Me Now single, available on iTunes as well as his album My World, as well as on YouTube. You can see his latest video as well. So, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
You got your first album out. You're in the studios. You're on tour. Who would you like to work with in the future? Who's your biggest producer or singer that you would like to work with?
I would love to work with Kendrick Lamar for the simple reason of him being a lyricist, and everything that he's been able to accomplish in the past 2 years is crazy. He's like a big inspiration for upcoming artists. And then I would also, because of my father, I would love to, I think it would be weird, but I would love to put something together with somebody like Prince and like bring two different cultures together.
Why would you think it would be weird?
It would be different, but I think we could do it, though.
Okay.
Well,
you definitely got taste. Who doesn't love friends? You definitely got
taste.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah. You're only
17. So, did your birthday recently pass? Yep. August 29th. I just turned 17.
Okay. Just turned 17. Nice. With a full album out. Any girlfriends? No. I've been focused on music. Oh. Dedicated, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's kind of crazy with rumors and stuff, though, and how people think they know stuff and try to run with it. Like, I saw somewhere that some people are saying I've been dating Kylie Jenner and stuff. It's crazy.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
It's like that? Okay. They got you already in the rumor mill? Wow, you must be doing something right to be a rumor. You up there with the celebrities already, huh?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So you're handsome. You got an album. You know how to dress. Okay, I mean, you're in school. You got your campaign going on. You're on tour. You must be living on cloud nine, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Got your talent. All the girls run to you. So, what kind of student are you? A, B, C's. What kind of student are you? You get A's or B's, C's?
Oh, A's and B's.
A's and B's. Nice. Yep. You're a smart fella. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got the rumors going on. You got those haters out there. You got a lot of callers coming in right now. We got a 912 area code. We're going to take this last caller. What's your name? Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
912-3088.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
My name is Eric Robinson.
How you doing?
I'm in Dublin, Georgia.
Dublin, Georgia. Nice. Okay. Yeah.
And I
was
calling to ask you, my question is, at your age, who do you see yourself being like?
I don't see myself being like anybody, really. I want to try to come in and reinvent myself as a label and a brand.
Okay.
I don't really want to fall under anybody. I kind of want to be at the top by myself.
Okay. Okay. I want to know. I like your music. I think you should keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
It means a lot, right?
Aww. Mr. Johnson, I thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. Definitely in Georgia. Yeah, that's where he says from.
All right.
Mr. Johnson got his little following, 300,000+ hits on YouTube. You're the man, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you.
You're the man. You got everything going on here. You got your little Vivo page already. Okay.
Yeah.
You're making ripples in the lake here. All right, so you're out there. You got rappers. There's always a rapper coming out. There's always somebody trying to put their album out. What makes you stand out from the rest? What's your formula for success?
I focus on making music for everybody to enjoy. I don't sit and try to aim at one market and try to make it off of certain people. I'm trying to make music for everybody to enjoy and everybody to just rock with and have fun listening to.
Okay.
I'm not going to dumb it down for anybody.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Take it or leave it, huh?
Yep.
That's good. So tell people, how can we listen to your music? How can we see this video? How can we, you know, put people on to your Facebook page, Twitter, all that good stuff. How can we get in contact with Mr. Johnson?
All social networks, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff is at Jock My World, JACQUES, My World, and JockJohnson.com, and same for YouTube as well.
Okay, Jock Johnson, JACQUES Johnson, on everything basically.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan to me. You can also go to phonefantasyradio.com and see his video. I have his link up there. We also have another fantastic artist, singer sensation, 12-year-old Madison Hill, also from Atlanta. Do you know Madison, Mr. Johnson?
No, I do not, but I would love to.
Okay. 12-year-old phenomenal singer. She's going to be on in just a few minutes. We're going to bring her and her mother on. We're also going to do an interview heart-to-heart with them. So thank you so much, Mr. Johnson. I really do appreciate you spending the time with me, having questions. Thanks to everybody that called in on your behalf as well. Any final shout-outs you want to give?
I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that's been rocking with me for the past year and a half, and everybody that will. And I also want to give a shout out to all my competition out there, and all the people that consider themselves competition as well.
Because
without y'all, I wouldn't be as motivated as I am, and I wouldn't see myself where I will be in the next few years. And also make sure you go get the album on iTunes and see me now.
Okay, yeah, go download the album, folks, on iTunes, Mr. Jock Johnson. Nice. So you already got the lingo down. You know how to push people's buttons. Okay. Got the swag with it. Nice, Mr. Johnson. Nice. You got the website popped in. Okay, real nice website going on here. So, what's going on for this weekend, you said? You're
going to
be where?
I'm going to be at the Masquerade in Atlanta, Georgia. I have a concert with Tech N9ne that we're doing.
Yeah, 7. Is tickets still available?
Yes, they are. They're available at Ticketmaster and also at the Masquerade.
Okay. Y'all can also visit his website and get more information about that. My Money, My World Tour, is that what this is?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Johnson is making moves, folks. That's JACQUESJohnson.com. You can get all his information, his store, his products, his iTunes, his social networks, where he's going to be at next, and learn more about Mr. Johnson. Right there, you're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that good stuff. So once again, thank you, Mr. Johnson, for calling in and sharing your wonderful world with us. Thank you to all your callers, too. Like, they came prepared with all the good questions. They took all the good questions from me. So, and shout out to them. Once again, folks, you listening to Phone Fantasy Radio's Fantasy Limelight. We just finished having a nice heart-to-heart with Jock Johnson out of Atlanta, Georgia, born and raised, 17-year-old. Virgo, yes? You're a Virgo, right?
Yes, yes, I am.
He's a Virgo. He's single. He's an AB student. And he's doing wonderful things. So I can't wait to see what's up next for you, Mr. Johnson. Thank you for calling in. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break. Thank you so much. I'm going to take a quick break, play a little music, and then we're going to come back. And this time we'll have 12-year-old singer sensation, beautiful voice, Madison Hill, and her mom. And we'll talk more with them. Once again, PhoneFantasyRadio.com is my website. You can hit me up on Twitter at PhoneFanRadio. You can also hit me up on Facebook at PhoneFantasyRadio, WRPF Radio. So like I said, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to be right back. Be right back.
Can't buy your love, don't even wanna try. Sometimes the truth won't make you happy, but I'm not gonna lie. But don't ever question if my heart beats only for you. It beats only for you. No, I'm far from perfect, nothing like your entourage. I can't grant you any wishes, I won't promise.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Fantasy Limelight. I'm your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts, and we are at part two of the double feature tonight, Heart to Heart with Jock Johnson, just finished, wonderful guy, representing Atlanta, Georgia. And right now I'm going to bring on my next guest, 12-year-old singer sensation, Miss Madison Hill and Sam. Are you there, Miss Hill and Madison?
We are, yes.
How are you doing to both of y'all?
We're doing great.
That's good. Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having
me. 12-year-old singer sensation. I've heard so many wonderful things. I've even seen her on YouTube. You know, tell people a little bit about yourself, Miss Madison.
Well, I'm 12 years old, and I go to Burns Middle School. I sing with my mom, and I sing. I'm from Mobile, Alabama, and I've been born and raised here, and I'm currently 12 years old.
That's awesome. Mobile, Alabama. I got a friend from Atmore. So I definitely know about the Alabama folks. That's nice. Okay, so I heard through the grapevine, I was doing a little studying on you, that you was going to study in Italy?
We already been to Italy, and we stayed there for a month studying opera.
And how was that experience?
It was wonderful. We learned many of stuff, and we saw a lot of great places.
Oh, okay. That must have been magical, and so far so good. Do you are you currently working on an album or a single right now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a single out right now?
We're working on it.
Okay. Sounds good. So who, besides your mom, who would you say is your biggest inspiration?
Well, God first in my family.
Nice. Any celebrities out there that's on your top 10?
Pamela Mann is on my top 10.
Okay. You like gospel music?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you mostly sing R&B or gospel?
Everything.
Oh, nice. So I see you already been on a news appearance. You've been on, thank you so much for coming to my show. I know it's kind of late over there. You're in Atlanta, Georgia, too, right?
Mobile.
Oh, you're in Mobile. Okay. So y'all about an hour behind me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sounds good. So, you know, you go to school. What grade are you in?
The seventh.
Seventh grade. Favorite subject?
Math.
Math. Do you have a favorite hobby that you do besides singing?
I do like making bracelets.
Nice. Hey? Could be a jeweler someday. Okay. Many options. And what is your biggest goal in music?
My biggest goal is just to give all the glory to God and just have fun with it.
Nice. That sounds good my way, too. That sounds real good. So, you know, you and your friends, y'all go out. Do y'all do anything in particular, movies and all that, or you just focus on studying and singing?
I just focus on studying and singing. And I do have some fun, too.
I can hear you.
I said I do have fun, too.
Okay. Gotta have a break every now and then. So what's the biggest crowd you saw me in front of?
I think it was at a Harvest Church.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good. So, any shout outs to anybody?
My god mom, Miss Nancy, and my and my mom, my dad, my brother, and my grandma, Auntie Carol, and many more.
Anymore. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. So are you on the social networks, Facebook and Twitter and things like that? How can people get in contact with you or see your stuff?
Well, mainly you can contact my mom, but I have a Facebook and I have a Twitter and Instagram.
Okay. Do you know what links to get? You don't have a website yet?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So, you know, we wanted to hear you. Are you on YouTube? Do you have videos on your YouTube?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know the link by chance? How can we find you on YouTube?
You can look up Madison Hill with 2 D's, or you can go in CNC Hill 1.
Okay, CNC Hill 1, nice, nice. That's the letter C, the letter M, the letter C, people, Hill 1. She has a few videos up there that you can go check out as well. So I got a little track in here for you. I'm going to play that real quick and let people hear your wonderful voice. And when we come back, we'll chat some more, okay, Miss Hill?
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That was a wonderful rendition from Miss Madison Hill, 12 years old, Mobile, Alabama. That was a very beautiful rendition of Who's Loving You, okay? Miss Madison, you still with me?
Oh, yes.
That was awesome, I must say. Tell us about that. Where were you when you did this?
I was at a club.
You was at a club?
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta, okay, okay, okay. And why did you pick that song?
Well, I just love that song. And I love Michael Jackson.
Nice, nice, nice. Mom, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mom. How did you discover Madison Gift? When did that all come about for you?
When she was about 3 years old, she just started, since we were at a musical festival, and she just started, she does really high notes, almost like Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. And she just started hitting the high notes when we were at the festival, and she's been singing ever since.
Wow, wow. And, you know, you've been nurturing her, developing her, and exposing her to all these different things. What do you think this means for Madison, in your opinion?
She loves to sing, and, you know, she just really wants to get out there. She likes to share her songs with people. She likes to go. Sometimes I work in the healthcare field, and a lot of times I work in nursing homes. She likes to go sing to the patients and help them to feel better. So she really just likes to share her gift with everybody.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So where do you see her? Are you trying to get her a record deal, or, you know, what are your goals for her in the future right now?
We would. Whatever she wants to do, I'm in support of that. A record deal or distribution deal, just, you know, wherever it takes us is where we'll go.
Right, right, right. Okay, sounds great, sounds great. Thank you so much for sharing your talent with everybody, Miss Madison, and thank you, Mom, for nurturing that talent. So that's a very awesome, awesome thing that happened. She sounded good, you know, from the clip I've heard. She sounded good. Are you currently enrolled in like talent shows and things like that, or are you just focusing on school right now, Madison?
She's doing talent shows just whenever the opportunity presents itself.
Okay, okay. She's just out there, right? Folks are just tuned in. We are talking to Madison Hill and her mom, 12-year-old sensational singer from Mobile, Alabama. Blessing her with her presence tonight. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate y'all taking the time out to to tune into our show and share your talent with us, Madison.
Thank you for having us on.
So you're with an agency, right? Tara Thomas Agency. Okay, tell us more about that. How did that come about?
Are you talking to me? Contacted her by email, and she got a chance to hear Madison, and we signed up, and she's been doing her magic with us, helping us to network some.
That's cool. That's cool. That sounds great. And did you go with her when she went to Italy?
She did not. We didn't know her at the time. Met her at maybe June or July. We went to Italy at the end of May of this year.
Okay. How was that for you? You know, how was that for you?
It was a wonderful experience. I had to go. The program was intended for college-age students. So when they heard Matt singing, they made an exception to their rule. So I had to accompany her because, you know, she was only 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good because we stayed within the walking distance to the Leaning Tower. And, you know, we got to see the Statue of David. We got to see all sorts of wonderful things. We visited many of the sites that are mentioned in Italian, you know, in a lot of the opera pieces that they performed.
Uh-huh.
She learned a lot of great techniques for saving her voice and how to project better, and, you know, it just, I noticed a big difference, you know, before and after she went.
Wow. Y'all definitely perform at church on Sunday, don't y'all?
She does.
No, she got to be part of the choir at church, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. That is awesome. I mean, really, to be only 12 years old and have a voice like that, especially a Michael Jackson song.
Oh, yes. She pretty much can do just about any genre, including she does country, she does R&B, she does a little bit of everything.
Oh,
so she's well-rounded when it comes to music.
Okay. And what about, Madison, what about your friends and friendships and, you know, when y'all went on this trip? I know you're making friends all over the world now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And final question, Madison. How has this journey so far been for you? If you could sum it up, how has it been for you now?
Well, when I think about it, it's been really hard. But the support of God and the support of my mom and my family, especially my mom, because she's been really strong for me, and she had to sacrifice a lot of stuff for me.
That is awesome. That is definitely awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear your first single, Madison. I can't wait to see you across the billboards, because then I can go back to the archives and say, she came here too. So we definitely can. Miss Hill, thank you so much for letting Madison come on this show and share her talent with us. I definitely appreciate it. I really do. This has definitely been an honor to meet both of you on the show.
Do you want to sing a little bit?
Do you want to? You can, sure.
Okay. I'm going to sing a song called Someone Like You by Adele.
Okay.
I've heard that you settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I've heard that your dream came true. Guess she gave me things I didn't give to you. Oh, friend, why you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up from out the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it, and I hope to see your face, and that you'll be reminded that for me, it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. Love is nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I'll say, I'll remember you then. Sometimes I left in love, but sometimes everything's dead. Sometimes I left in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Wow, I'm clapping for you, Madison. That was beautiful. Adele, that's a hard person to accomplish, but you did an awesome job with that. Thank you so much, Ms. Madison.
Thank you.
Folks, if you want to call up and ask Madison a question, press 1. I'll definitely let you on, 805-830-8320. The line's open. You just heard Ms. Madison Hill, sing Adele, Someone Like You. Press that 1. We'll definitely let you on, and you can speak to Madison and ask her a question. And so as I said that, we already got a hand up from 6515. State your name and where you're calling from. Hello, 6515?
Yes, I wanted Madison to sing Take Me to the King, just a small rendition, please.
Oh, okay.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Nice. Madison, can you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Me to the King, I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn to pieces, is my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn to pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you the song. Please take me to the King.
Thank you, Madison. Yes, thank you, Miss Madison.
You're welcome.
That was very nice right there. Thank you, 6515.
Thank you.
For calling in. Anybody else that want to call in and ask Madison a question or, I guess, request a song from her real quick, you can too. 805-830-8320. Press that 1. You can also check out clips of Miss Madison Hill on YouTube at C is C Hill, the number 1. That's C, the letter N, and the letter C again, Hill, H-I-L-L, and the number 1 all together right there. Just type in Madison Hill with 2 D's, and she got like a whole slew of songs here. Etta James, Christmas Carols, Michael Jackson, you're covering it all, Miss Madison. Okay,
Thank you.
Okay. Press that 1 will definitely let you on. Finally, Miss Madison, and Mama, thank you so much for calling in. I really do appreciate it. Like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the big screen and CDs and DVDs and everything. You need to go to Hollywood and tell Disney to sign you up. So you can get your own show. We need to go ahead and send this demo over to Disney and get you a contract with them because they always take care of the people.
Huh? I said, I hope they're listening.
Yeah, I hope they are too. definitely. Once again, thank y'all so much for calling in and being a part of the Fantasy Limelight double feature. We just had Jock Johnson on earlier. Now we're saying thank you and good night to Miss Madison. Any final shout-outs from Miss Madison and Mama? Do y'all have anybody y'all want to acknowledge right now?
I want to shout-out to Tara Thomas.
Nice. And how can we get in contact with you, Madison, Ms. Hill? How can they, for booking, for questions, how can they get in contact with you?
My number is area code 251-510-0907, or you can find me on Facebook at Siobhan Mosley Hill.
or you can send me an email at mom, the letter N, number 2, KIDZ, at gmail.com.
Okay, okay. Definitely, definitely great, folks. So you do all types of appearances, you know, if y'all want churches, as possible, yeah. Definitely look up Miss Madison Hill.
Yeah. Churches, birthday parties, pretty much any, you know, pretty much anything.
Okay, okay. Just open to just performing. I like that. I like that.
She's done the national anthem a few times at a couple events in the city as well.
Oh, right. I see y'all have one up there for that. Okay, okay. Definitely. Definitely checking out your page. I got the Star Spangled Banner. You was on TV at one time.
Right, she was on the news. I think it was about her going to. I think it probably was about her going to Italy. I'm not sure because
mm-hmm.
I'm not looking. Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff coming up here. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and thank everybody for tuning in to checking out Madison and for the support. Really do appreciate that. Thank you so much. Folks, if you want to call us up, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that one. We'll definitely get back to you. I love it. My phone is going off the hook right now. throwing me off right now. Okay, so we have this Madison Hill. We had John. Both talented young artists, just hold on. They did an awesome job. Thank y'all so much for being a part of the Fantasy Limelight double feature. Right now, I'm going to tell everybody that I'll be back on air Monday night, 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, phonefantasyradio.com is the website. www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio is my link. You can check out this broadcast and other broadcasts that we have right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Musically Inclined on Mondays, The Honey Suite on Tuesdays, and The Fantasy Limelight on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Where we talk to artists, authors, musicians, anybody that we think deserves to be in our limelight, we like to spotlight them right here on the Fantasy Limelight. Have a heart-to-heart interview with them. Get all in their business. Ask them a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And once again, big thank you to Jock Johnson and Madison Hill for being a part of tonight's show. Actually, they're the first people on the 18 I've had on the show. Let me be honest with you, but it was a very awesome experience. Thank you once again to This Needs to Be Said, Catherine Waddell, talk too fast. She's also a fellow hostess. Just look up thisneedstobesaid.com. She does an awesome job over there. If you need some help, if you're looking to get interviews, if you're looking for somebody to help you arrange that, definitely hit up Catherine Waddell as well, representing the Carolinas, I believe. So right now, I'm going to sign off and thank everybody for tuning in. Once again, thank you and good night.